Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Wednesday Night Family Social Hour, free conference call chat. It's basically an open forum every Wednesday night here at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And today is the 17th of April, year 2024. And we're going to kind of be talking about some things that are going on that we're aware of. There's a lot of things going on we're not aware of, obviously. And there seems to be a lot of consternation and depression going on amongst people today. So we're going to talk a little bit about that sort of stuff, too. So let me go ahead and get us right into the open forum portion. We may have to end the broadcast tonight for so I can join a national conference call coming up here in about an hour. I was told that there's a whistleblower, a member of the deep state who has had a change of heart, is going to be part of that conference call. So I want to listen into that and see if I discern if it's a shill or a plant, or whether this guy truly has repented of his involvement with this diabolical system and wants to tell us a little bit about what's going on in the inside. So I think you guys you have yourselves muted. You can unmute, and then we can get into our discussion. I need to go ahead. You guys got anything you want to get into here tonight?
John? I have nothing in particular right off the bat, but in terms of elections and selections, I would say if the deep state is smart, they would put Trump back in, because that'll put a lot of our dumb people back to sleep.
Well, that was kind of what his purpose was the first time. We got Melissa here with us. Hello, Melissa. I'm just sending a quick message to Ella, because normally she's here, so I want to make sure she's all right. My personal opinion about Trump was the fact that that was his mission the very first time, was the fact that I know for a fact most of the law enforcement and military veterans that I'm friends with hold on just a second, that I'm friends with, they were so angry about Hillary, I think personally there might have been a start of the second American Revolution. People were that angry. And so, especially when they talked about the Cleveland convention was going to be interfered with by the leftists, the communists. So there were a lot of motorcycle guys and stuff like that, veterans, law enforcement, et cetera, that were ready to get on bikes and getting ready to have caravans of cars and trailers heading to Cleveland. So, and there were other things going on too at the time. But there was that much anger. I used to go to the American Legion, the VFW, and places like that and listen to people talking. So the anger was such that if Hillary even faked or selected or put in there, I think open rebellion possibly could have happened. So Trump was put there by the deep state to get everybody to think that the white knight will come in and save the day. And then, that sort of put everybody back in the closet, back on their heels. Okay, go back to sleep. We got a white knight's going to save the day, so we can stay home and watch our grandkids grow and eat apple pie and drink beer and eat pizza and watch football, because it's all taken care of. We got Trump. But Trump for 4 years didn't do nearly any of the things he promised he was going to do. And so, yeah, the price of gas stayed low. They did a few things like that to make it seem like there was a difference, but in actuality, there was no difference at all. And so then they put this complete scumbag that's in there now. So what, again, Trump comes back in, what's going to be different? I don't think there's a white knight. The white knight is named Joshua, and we are his sons and daughters, and we are his battle axes and weapons of war. So why does everybody think something outside of that group is going to fix our problems? They're all part of the what we call the deep state, and we have to be involved in a real solution, and nothing else is going to fix the problem. So I don't believe any politician. I don't believe in the two-party system. I don't believe in our three branches of government, man-made government. They don't work for us, and they haven't worked for us for a long, long time. Go ahead, Kumri, you got your hand up.
Yeah, I was going to actually add in there that one of the biggest things people remember or people will bring up is the gas prices. And I always remind them, and I tell them, look, Trump didn't have a damn thing to do with the gas prices. OPEC has control of the gas prices. If they want to make it seem like Trump is doing good for the economy, all they got to do is lower the prices. Your president has zero effect on gas prices.
Right. Well, again, the people in charge of the world, the people pulling the purse strings, they can make any situation look any way they want. And we're being driven like a herd of cattle, okay? The Talmud, the Jewish Talmud, clearly states that all non-Jews are nothing more than cattle or beast animals. The actual word goyim can refer to any kind of herd animal. And so that's what they consider us. So like cattle, typically we use the term cattle because to an American anyway, that when you talk about a herd animal, that's the first thing you think of. So in their religion and in their philosophy, you and I are just cattle. And I grew up on a farm, and so, you know, we drove cattle all the time, and you have to persuade them. And it's a lot easier if you can get the cows to go from one pasture to another or to go into the barn, et cetera, on their own, because they're big beasts, okay? They can hurt you. My grandfather got drugged clear across the farm one time on a rope because he had a big old bowl, and he had it tied, and he had took the rope and put it around his arm, and the something spooked the cow, and the cow took off down through the pasture fields and dragging him all the way through. And it tore up his spine and his back so bad he never stood straight after that. And up until his 60s, his back was as straight as an arrow. So, again, you know, it's a lot easier to herd big animals if you can get them to go willingly, either by putting corn out or enticing them, or if you got one that's more tame than the rest, if you can get that one to go, the rest of them will usually follow, that sort of thing. And so they're doing the same thing with us. Really, that's what they're doing. They come and throw things at us. They manipulate the media. They got propaganda, both written, radio and television and computers, flat screens, etc. All of it is to drive us like a herd of cattle. And Trump was just another tool in their basket to drive us. Okay? Because for some reason our people can't seem to understand it. This is a spiritual war, and spiritual warriors are the only ones going to win this thing. Okay? Not political processes, not politicians. And sure as hell, not bankers and people like that, okay? It's going to be Yahweh's people. So, you know, once we get that figured out, then things can change. But as long as we think man-made institutions will fix man-made institutions, they've got us right where they want us. And plus, you know, all this artificial intelligence, they've had all this stuff for years, okay? They've been developing databases. Oh, my God, when did that start? That was clear back, I think, in the 1980s or the 1990s. Because I remember talking to some of my coworkers. I said, you know, what's the deal with all these databases? Why does our employers and why does the doctors and why do the insurance companies and why all these corporations, why do they just, they want data, more data, more data? Well, they were building these databases for a reason. They knew damn well they had the technology that would tie it all together sooner or later. They just didn't let us know about it till much later, okay? So now you've got these millions and millions of databases all tied together, because that's really what artificial intelligence is. It's just a set of programming steps called algorithms that can go out and automatically do what you and I would have to do manually. Try to find a database, go search through the database. This thing will do it within split seconds because it's all digital and it's algorithm driven. And they'll go out and they'll search a multitude of databases and put all that information together and then spit it out to you. And it usually only takes a few seconds. Something that could take you for hours and hours, maybe even days, searching the internet to find all these answers. Because they're all tied into it. They're all part of it, okay? And so the government has the same thing, because most of the bureaucrats are retards, okay? I hate to tell you that, and if I'm stepping on toes, sorry, but look up the definition of a bureaucrat in a Webster's Encyclopedic Dictionary sometime, okay? It's not very flattering. A bureaucrat is basically an idiot that just does everything by routine without intelligence. That's right out of Webster's Dictionary, okay? It's not me, Webster's Dictionary. So you got all these government bureaucrats who are just like Biden, Pelosi, and AOC and all the rest of them. They're basically mental midgets. You don't think for one second that they could figure all this stuff out. No, they've got algorithms, and they've got probably whole crews of people working with artificial intelligence to try to figure out how do we get the herd, meaning you and me, how do we get the herd to go along with our program? What kind of words do we need? What kind of images? What kind of commercials? What kind of movies do we need to make? Because these people really aren't that smart. But artificial intelligence will go in and say, well, you know, if you play a movie like Top Gun, this percentage will watch it, and it will have this effect over the majority that watch it. They have all that data. They put it together. So if they want the herd to go this way, and so when Hillary was coming up there, they saw, because they monitor all our phone calls, all our emails and everything else. So when Hillary was coming up there, it looked like she might have a chance. They could tell that the country was on the verge of exploding. They knew that. And so the artificial intelligence told them, you need somebody to come in from left field who can claim he's not part of the system, and he'll be your white knight, and they'll rally around him. And sure enough, we did. Even though as soon as he was elected, he started backing off of his promises. The very first day. And yet people still were touting Trump as a white knight and going to save the day. That's how bad we are. That's how easily manipulated we are. That's how shallow of thinkers we've become and how cowardly we've become. And again, it's because it's tough. It's tough to think that we have to actually pick up a shovel and got to do something to fix the problem. They've conditioned us to think that some organization or charity or governmental organization or politician is going to solve our problems for us. Unfortunately, that's not true. They're not. They created these problems. And the sooner mankind comes to the realization that these problems are not going to go away until mankind decides to repent of this beast system, which is a man-made system, and get back under the Creator's laws and under His statutes and regulations, until we get to that point, nothing's going to change. Not significantly, anyway. Ella, go ahead.
Okay, wait a minute. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Trying to take my... Okay, there you go. I think a big part of the problem is that people don't realize where they are in this country. According to what the pastors have been teaching in churches, they teach that Israel, which was founded by the United Nations in 1947 and 1948, was the promised land, or the land of Israel, or the place where everything is going to happen. And the Jews have taken that over and pretending that they are the Israelites. But if people read the Bible and knew the Bible and what it says, the land of Canaan is America. The promised land is America. It's not the Middle East. And if the Christians had known that they are living in the land of promise, maybe they would have protected it or fought for it. But we've been brought up to think that the American Constitution was the law of the land, and the kings and the princes and the whole garbage of man-made government, when we should have realized a long time ago that we are living in that promised land, and we should have protected it right from the beginning and not fallen into the seizure of the governments of the world. Probably people haven't really studied that much, but I just sent out a couple of articles today proving that the land of Canaan is America, and that's the promised land for the Israelites. And, well, if anybody has any more knowledge on that, I'd like to hear it, but this is something I've been studying intensely for the past maybe 6 months or so. I'll yield.
Yeah. Yeah, the New Jerusalem, there were quite a few people. I read their information 20, 30, 40 years ago, all talking about the descriptions of the New Jerusalem and everything else and the city that comes down. And how much North America fit a lot of the descriptions. And if you think about it, North America is situated in exactly where you would think the Father would put a location to keep his people separated from the other peoples and administer his law from that location. America, North America, is exactly in the right spot because it's got oceans on both sides for protection. It's got a very narrow pass of land on the south that could be easily guarded and protected. So it's ripe for isolation and staying segregated away from the rest of the people. And yet, we could take our armies and our navies and we could implement God's law all over this earth, and we could wipe out communism and every other ism that destroys mankind and destroys the earth. It fits like a glove, whereas Palestine doesn't fit anything. Palestine doesn't answer any of the, or push the right buttons, or answer the right questions. So, yeah, I agree.
Ezekiel 38 and 39 say that that the land of Canaan is a land of unwalled villages where people live in safety, and there's cattle and pasture lands and all that kind of thing. And they talk about the Great Sea Salt, the Salt Sea. Well, the Great Salt Sea is Utah, Salt Lake City, and the Valley of the Passengers that it talks about completely describes what is east of Salt Lake City or the Sea of Salt there. And it also describes how the hordes are going to be coming into this country and going to have a terrorist attack, and that's coming pretty doggone soon, I do believe, where the Chinese and all those other armies are going to be gathering to fight against us. And we know there are armies from China and everything coming over, not only through the southern border, but they're coming up through the northern border, and they're also coming through the west coast there through California. So this is all happening now because people have seen in the past few years massive trains going along railroad tracks, bringing equipment, fighting equipment, tanks and everything somewhere, but nobody knows where they're going, but I'll bet they're landing somewhere around there pretty soon. I'll guess.
The other thing is that the scripture tells us that at some point the earth would open up and swallow up the flood of these people coming into our land. And it's kind of interesting that the Madrid Fault fault line goes right down through the very heart of America, the flyover country. And if that fault line or even Yellowstone kicks off, it's going to have dramatic effects all through the whole middle part of the country. So it kind of reminds me of the story of the Israelites when the Pharaoh and his armies were chasing them, and they came across the sea as if it was on dry land, and yet as they got to safety on the other side, the waters came in and drowned Pharaoh's army. It seems to me, I read a report that archaeologists have found huge deposits of military equipment and chariot parts and things like that in areas under the Red Sea. So this kind of reminds me of the same thing, that they're going to come in after the chosen people, Yahweh's Israelite people, who are our people, not Jews. And at some point, he's going to perform a miracle very similar to the parting of the Red Sea, only this time it's going to be some other disaster that's going to wipe out these invaders. So we can look forward to that. And again, you're right. This all is going to happen relatively soon. We don't have a whole lot more time to go before this all starts coming to pass. Okay, I yield. Anything else or anything more on that topic, Ella?
I just wish I'd done the work yesterday, what I did today, then people would have had a better idea of it. But the chapters in Ezekiel even point out the six-pointed star as being the teeth that are going to be coming toward us and trying to chop us up. But actually, it also says just what you said, too, that there's going to be earthquakes. And the earth is going to open up when this all happens, too. And it's going to happen relatively fast. So when it happens and it starts to happen, it's going to be slam, bam, thank you, ma'am, bye-bye. So we should all have a little bit more courage and a little bit more faith that Yahweh knows what he's doing. We know what the Bible says and just have faith enough to believe it and not get so upset about these creeps that are running the government and definitely never go to the polls to vote. And just think that, you know, it's April 17th now. 2 days ago was income tax day. How many of the foolish Christians gave their money to the IRS? Mm-hmm. When people could stand up and say, why am I giving money to abort babies? Why am I giving money to support those bastards overseas? Why am I giving money for sending our military out with our young men who are told to kill other people for no reason at all? That's murder. When are the people going to wise up that what we're doing is evil when we follow their orders? I'll yield.
Yeah, amen to that. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
Okay, a few things. One is regarding Palestine and Canaan. I think there's two of them, because the scripture is very clear that Palestine was the original promised land and that it will be the promised land once again when Yahweh returns. He's going to bring back green fields, fruit trees, and turn it into a paradise, and he's going to make Jerusalem his throne again. For whatever reason, Yahweh chose Jerusalem as his favorite city. Now, that does not deny that America is the new land of milk and honey that he promised us, because during this time, he told us, you will never again return to the promised land until I basically say so. And that's the time we're in now, because whenever we tried to take Jerusalem, whenever we tried to keep a foothold in Palestine, God allowed our enemies to whoop our ass because it was not yet time to return. The other thing would be, I would add, about the taxes. I would not suggest people do anything to poke the bear at this time. you know, given to Caesar what is Caesar's, because the sad and almost hilarious fact is your tax dollars amounts to zero. Okay, the amount of money it takes for this country to run, to abort babies or do war, your tax dollars is not funding that one iota. Them printing money out of thin air is. And the fact is, they don't need your taxes. Taxes are just there to make you think you own part of the country and that you have a say-so because you pay taxes. Well, your tax money can disappear tomorrow. Nothing would change because they print money out of thin air to run this country. And that's a sad fact. And that's where people should be getting pissed, is that they have no reason to pay taxes because everything's getting funded through printed money out of thin air anyway. Well, today it's just adding digits in a computer, so it's even worse.
Yeah, and well, the taxes also give them a mechanism to take out people of interest. If you become a targeted individual, they'll use the IRS and the tax codes just like they did Al Capone. Al Capone was not a good guy, but they finally brought him down through tax evasion, okay? That's all the income tax is for, is to keep the herd animals under control. It's a billy club to beat the cattle and make sure they stay in the pasture field and don't try to get out. That's all it is. You're right, Jeremiah. Print up as much fake, out-of-thin-air money as they need. Therefore, the idea that our taxes are needed to run anything is ludicrous because it's ridiculous. It's not needed, okay? Ever since they took us off the gold and silver standards, you've had a runaway locomotive in Washington as far as the Federal Reserve and the Federal Reserve banks. And they've been on a free-for-all ever since then, okay? They are proving with the financial situation today, they're proving why Roger Sherman and his 18 critical words in the Constitution about nothing but gold and silver coins shall be used for the payment of debt. The wisdom behind his statement and the fact that he wrote that little booklet explaining about why those words were so important. So Roger Sherman, a very brilliant man, very succinct in his writings as to what the importance were for gold and silver-backed currency. And the fact that that currency was to be under the control of your elected officials, never a group of central bankers, and sure as hell, never a bunch of foreigners. Over 50% of the board of directors for the Federal Reserve are not even Americans. So right there, that one thing alone is actually treasonous. Okay? If nothing else pissed off Americans, that should. Why are foreigners setting monetary policy? See, you have to understand something. What does the scripture say about money? It calls it the terrible power of the purse. Doesn't it? It also tells you another thing. All evil comes from what? The lust of money. So you put those two things together and you have your central banking system in the world. They lust money because it gives them power, and they do not tie it to any kind of species that holds value like gold and silver. Therefore, they control how much they print. And so until the people wise up to the situation, the bankers and their buddies have phenomenal wealth. And what you're seeing is the transfer of real assets, land, farms, factories, etc., being transferred to the Jews at a rate that's almost mind-numbing. Because the Jews run the central banking system, and so they have trillions of dollars at their disposal to buy up the goyim's properties, homes, businesses, because the goyim, the stupid cattle, which is what they call us, haven't figured out yet that the Jews are running a Ponzi scheme and they're buying up everything. Does anybody in his right mind think Bill Gates is worth what he's claimed to have as far as wealth, or Bezos, or any of these other Jews with their trillions of dollars? They're buying up what? Farmland, businesses. So when Klaus Schwab, another demonic pedophile pervert Jew, says that you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, well, yeah, he's right, because they're going to own it all. They're busy buying it all up. That's why you can't afford to rent a place now. You can't afford to have a private home. So you're going to be a tenant, and the Jews are going to be the Shylarks that are running the show, and you're all going to be their tenants, just like in the slums of New York years ago, when most of the slumlords were Jews. Okay, well, you're going to have that on a massive scale across the world. It's happening right in front of us right now, and most people can't figure it out. They can't figure it out. Their brains can't seem to wrap their heads around that these people are, first of all, that diabolical, and number two, it's working. That's the amazing part. It's actually working. People are that damn lazy and stupid today. They don't question anything. They don't critically think. They don't investigate anything. And they listen to these damn organizations like the NSA and the CIA. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. As if that means anything. They immediately shut you off. Like for us, they would call us a bunch of tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. Really? So refute what we're saying, if you're so damn smart. Refute what we're saying, because those of us here have spent decades reading books and studying and digging into this stuff. We know what we're talking about. So I dare the person that thinks that we're a bunch of, quote, conspiracy theorists or whatever, come on here and refute what we're saying. You can't do it. You can't. I know you can't. So let them, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Take your names and shove them where the sun doesn't shine, because you're an idiot. Go ahead, Ella.
Okay, let me remove my hand. People aren't aware either that we are no longer a nation. We're no longer a country even. Quite a while back, the Constitution has gone kaput. And the United States, or America itself, now is a corporation run by corporation executives. The president that we elect has nothing to do with the way this country is run. It's run by those that we don't even know who's who or what they're doing. And we're peons for the corporation. Anytime that we get married and we are married under the law, we sign up for a marriage certificate. And what the marriage certificate guarantees to the corporation is that all the children that they have belong to the corporation. They don't belong to the parents. That's why Child Protective Services can go into any home that the government wants and take their children away from them for no reason at all. And that's another reason why there's a fringe on the flag in the courts, that these courts are not for the people. They run under maritime law. Birth certificates. That's why babies get the injections when they're born, because the babies no longer belong to the parents. They belong to the state. So this right now, like, you think that we have Canada and America and Mexico, but long time ago it changed to the North American Union, just like there's the European Union. They're bringing in the New World Order, and they want to bring in pretty soon. But they can't have people fighting for their nations or their countries, because they have gotten rid of the countries and the sovereignty of the nations. The whole world is supposed to be one conglomerate mess, where there's going to be little rulers telling people where they can live, what they can eat, what they can see, what they can do. And we're just going to say, yes, sir. And we'll be given a civil credit score, that if we don't obey their credit score incentives or their criteria, they can just say, well, that universal income that we give everybody just to live, we're just going to take it away from you if you don't obey us. And this is what it's going to pretty soon if the people don't get up and fight against it. I'll yield.
Well, you can look at the social credit score system and just take a look at how China's run. Okay, people say, well, that'll never happen. Take a look at the Chinese. They're already living under it. It's my personal feeling that the Chinese, there are a lot of Chinese people who do not like what's going on. They have not risen up as of yet. It's my personal feeling that there is a time coming, though, that they will. That may be when Jacob, Israel, the sons of the living God, the ones that were referred to by Ezekiel and they're referred to by Malachi and Obadiah and the rest, okay, when they finally get their heads out of their posteriors and realize that we are the avant-garde, we are the Waffen-SS of the German army, we are the Marines, if you will, of Yahweh's people. The rest of the world is waiting for us to get our, to use the military term, shit together, okay? That's what they're waiting for, because we are the ones that were given the tools and his promises to accomplish this. Why should the other people of the world, the Chinese, the Koreans, the Vietnamese, and the rest of them, why in the world should they jump out in front when Yahweh's people are still sitting on the bench and haven't even got in the game yet? Okay, so they're going to wait. So when finally Obadiah's prediction and Malachi's prediction comes true, and the sons of Yahweh decide to become a flame and a fire, then the rest of the world is also going to pick it up. The free Chinese, the free Koreans, the free Vietnamese, the ones that have lived under the yoke of communism, just like the Russian people, and they've seen it. They know what it's really all about. They know it's evil. Everything associated with it is evil. So when they get a chance to join in the fight with Yahweh's people, they're going to do it. Not all of them, but a large number of them will. And I think that's part of the flame in the fire that's going to turn this world around in a very, very short period of time. Because the good people have not seen anybody to get behind yet. Trump proved that. Look how many good organizations and patriot groups and patriots got in behind Trump, and it didn't go anywhere. All right? But that doesn't mean the good people aren't there. It's just that we misplaced our trust in a politician. And don't tell me Trump's not a politician. He sure as hell is. All of them are. And all of them got Jewish money coming out of every pocket that they've got. Okay, so the good people are still there. The desire to fix the problems we had, they're still there. It's been the wrong people in charge. So once the people figure out that they've got to get better leaders, you have to have real leaders, not ones with Jewish money stuffed in all their pockets, not ones that are living a lifestyle that you and I will never, ever see, not even come close to it. They're not in our camp. They have no incentive to want to change a damn thing. We're like the Hebrews of old before the Exodus. We're the ones that are working, and now they're taking the straw away from us with the inflation and the high tax rate and all the fees and surcharges that you're paying. You're having to make brick without straws, Israelites. You're back in bondage. How many times did the prophets tell us that we'd be sold into bondage yet again? We would go back to Egypt yet again, only this time without a price. Hey, you're in it. Welcome. Say hello to Pharaoh. You might call him president or prime minister, but he's no different than Pharaoh of Egypt. And they're cracking the whip. And they're making you work and pay your taxes and do all this other horse shit, and you just keep right on trucking. And you think, well, the next Pharaoh, he's going to fix things. He promised. So Pharaoh Trump, he'll fix it if he gets in there this time. he had too many people against him. Well, if he had too many people against him, what makes you think those people went away this time? If he was impotent the last time, what makes you think he's going to fix things this time? Please, wake the hell up. Those people are laughing all the way to the synagogue on how silly we are. We truly are silly. It's unbelievable. But the good news is the prophets told us at some point we do become a flame and a fire. We do start to turn the brains back on. We do start to question what's going on. We stop listening to these prostitute preachers and these other prostitutes in front of cameras and all telling us lie after lie after lie. Sooner or later, we do that. And then things are going to change. Okay? All you have to do to fix every problem we got in this world is one thing. It's only one thing we have to do. That's obey our Creator. If you read His law, which I've been doing for a very long time, every problem I've ever had in my life, I can find a verse in Scripture that I violated. Had I listened to that verse, I would not have had that problem. I can say the same thing about county government, state government, federal government, and the nations of the world. Every single thing that we call a problem today, you can find a verse in Scripture that you have violated, and it's causing your problem. So do you think we're ever going to figure out that maybe we should stop listening to governments of men and start obeying our Creator? Do you think that's ever going to come into these little brains that we've got that don't seem to function very well anymore? Really, that's it in a nutshell. It's not a, you know, a lot of people think this thing's complicated. It's really not. It's not rocket science. I'm trying to think of his name. I keep saying the quote, and I should have it memorized. I think it's Thoreau. Talked about, for every 1,000 whacking at the branches of the tree of evil, there's only one whacking at the root. Okay, so he's talking about the very thing that Scripture's talking about. We got a lot of people talking about all these branches of evil, these evil institutions, evil pedophilia and homosexuality and all these evil, 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 and yet we haven't figured out yet it all comes from a singular root. This tree of evil has a singular root. And how do you follow it? There's another Scripture that covers it. You find the root by what? Follow the money. What is the lifeblood of this tree of evil? The sap. What's the sap in this tree of evil? Currency. It's called international banking. The beast system runs on this artificial financial system that we've got. If that is taken out of the way, their power disappears overnight. It's really that simple. It's that simple. And we got to keep praying that the Father puts the right people in charge and the righteous army that Ezekiel chapter 37 talks about coming up out of that valley of dead and dry bones. That's you and me, folks. Dead and dry bones, spiritually dead. Most of our people, take a look at them out here. They're zombies. Spiritually dead. Okay? When they put upon the Spirit of the Most High, the Creator, then they become men and women again. They become the Adamic people that they were meant to be. And the rest of mankind is in travail waiting for the sons of Yahweh to manifest, to come out of the valley of dead and dry bones, to become spiritual men and women again, to look at things spiritually instead of materialistically, which is what most people are today. They are materialists. So it takes repentance. It takes a change of heart, or as Ella put in her one article she sent out, a circumcision of the heart. Stop circumcising your poor little baby boys. That's not what that was for. You got to circumcise your heart. Cut away that dross. Cut away that hard, crusty shell that stops you from being the people that you were meant to be. You have to repent. You have to actually get to that point where you're truly sorry for what you've allowed yourself to become. and ask the Father to fill you anew with His Holy Spirit, wash you anew. Take the old you out and bring the new you in. That's a baptism of the Holy Spirit. And holy, by the way, means separated. If you look up the actual word in the original language, the word holy just means consecrated or separated, meaning separated to the Father. Doesn't mean you're perfect. The whole idea of being a holy, like a priest is holy or whatever. No. It just means separate. Consecrated to Yahweh God, separate from everybody else. That's what we're supposed to be, His remnant people upon the earth. And the whole world is in travail waiting for this to happen. You read stories about it everywhere. Every single day you're hearing about the diseases, the illnesses, the pharmaceuticals that are poisoning people. These so-called untested vaccines that are now... even some of the mainstream organizations are finally having to admit that they are doing exactly what we've said for years. They are killing people. These heart conditions and the clotting and all the other stuff that's going on, it's for real. And they can't hide it forever. So the whole world is in travail. They're suffering under great harm and many lies and deceptions. Unfortunately, that's also because Yahweh said, I will send a strong delusion on the people because they no longer love the truth. Just like what we do when we have these meetings and we're trying to tell people the truth of Scripture and the truth about everything else. Most people don't care. Oh, you're just full of mud. You're full of mud. You're an anti-Semite. You're a white supremacist. They got a whole basket full of names they want to throw at you. Because they don't want to hear what you have to say. The exact same thing happened to Yeshua when he walked the earth, did he not? It happened to him as well. So you don't think it's going to happen to you and me? They turned their backs on him. They said he was possessed by demons. This is Yeshua. So if he went through it, you don't think we're going to go through it? Of course they think we're crazy. You should expect nothing less. It says very clearly in Scripture, the world considers the biblical message to be comical, foolishness, because they're worldly minded. They're not spiritually minded. Again, they're materialists. You and I all have friends and coworkers and family that fit that description. I know you do. I know I do. It's sad. It's sad, but it's true. There are a multitude of people that in their lives, everything's measured by material gain. Not spirituality, not integrity, not truth, not what really works, not what is good for all of mankind and the animals and the vegetation and the world we live in. We're polluting, or as my father used to say, we're shitting in our own nest. We used to kid about that. Birds don't take a dump in their own nest. They fly off somewhere else. They'll probably do it on your car or out in the woods, but they don't shit in their own nest. But we are. We're trapped here on this earth for this time period, and we are literally defecating in our own nest, our own home. We're allowing the corporations to pollute it and everything else. Why? Because we like the trinkets. We like the cars. We like the clothing. We like the jewelry. We like all the things that they make for us, all the pretty little baubles down at the store. We don't care about the chemicals that it requires, the tearing up of the soil, the tearing up of the mines, just like with these electric cars. We don't care about the young people in Africa that work in those, I think it's cobalt or whatever kind of mines or whatever. It's horrendous what they go through to dig that stuff. The people driving these electric vehicles care? No, they don't care. They don't care. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
Yeah, I guess a few things. One, those are known as lithium mines, and they're some of the most environmentally destructive type of mining known to man is lithium mines. But the other thing I wanted to add, I was going to say it earlier, but forgot, was going back to something that Ella said regarding time and it being short and being soon. And I've talked to you about it a few times, but I just wanted to add it here on the show, is since from the day of the eclipse, I am counting either 40 days or up to 3 months. And those are based on, the 40 days is based on scripture. The 3 months is based on basically historical evidence. There, every time in history when you have a total solar eclipse X pattern, anywhere from 40 days to 3 months, that area that had that eclipse X pattern experiences the worst earthquake in that area's history. And if that were to happen here, we should receive on the Madrid Fault an earthquake greater than 7.8, because back when the X pattern happened before in the 1800s, they had a 7.8 earthquake that was felt all the way as north as Maine.
Yeah, 7.8 is pretty damn big. You got to remember this is on a logarithmic scale, so whenever you go from like a category 5 to a category 6, the category 6 is 10 times stronger than the category 5 because it's a log scale. So even though it goes up one number, it's actually a factor of 10. Okay, so when a category 7 is felt and then there's an 8, that 8 is 10 times stronger than the 7. That 8 is 100 times stronger than a 6. All right, 100 times stronger. If it goes up to a category 9, can you imagine? Can you imagine? All right, so you're right. The historical data is there, but also you can tell that we're on a path to where this cannot go on the way it is forever. All right, we are two diametrically opposed forces on this earth right now. Those who love honor, spirituality, truth, a living God called the Creator. Okay, you've got that camp, and you've got the atheistic, materialistic, hateful, sadistic, perverted communist side, which is what I put all the materialists and all the other isms that are out there. They're all part of that communist system. So you get these two diametrically opposed forces, and they cannot coexist. Okay, so you don't have to be a genius to figure out that at some point one side is going to wipe out the other side. All right, because they cannot coexist. And we're coming very close to that, because literally these people are destroying the planet. They're destroying the earth. Okay, they're destroying our air, our water, the heirloom seeds. They've hybridized everything. They're playing with the genetic makeup of the foods and the plants and the animals and everything else. These are all things that destroy. And it says very clearly in Scripture, this is the words of the Father, I will destroy those who destroy the earth. And he said, I'll use my battle axe and weapons of war. That's what it says in Jeremiah. And who are his battle axe and weapons of war? His sons and daughters, just as Psalm 149 says. That's you and me, his saints. Saints comes from the word ecclesia. Ecclesia means called out ones. So he has his army here. They are the called out ones. And at some point, it's going to be our job to protect this earth. And people, they don't have to like the message. It really doesn't matter. They don't have to like us. They don't have to like me. I don't care. I'm not here to make friends. I never have been. I've been on the radio for 25 years. I've made it very clear. My job is not to make friends. I could care less if anybody here or listens to another program down the road, whatever, if you like me or not. Doesn't make any difference to me whatsoever. I started the radio program with the idea to get the truth out there and to have a platform for Jacob Israel, his people, to speak their minds and speak the truth when we're in a sea of lies and deception. That was the whole goal, to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. Every guest that was on this program for all those years had to be sworn to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. The truth is all that matters. That's why he said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth. And now you've got retards out there saying there is no such thing as truth. Really? Let me know how that works out for you. I can't wait till you stand in front of the great white throne and you explain to the creator of all this world that you believe there was no such thing as truth. Tell that to him. That should be fun to watch. All these so-called brilliant people, when they stand in front of them and go, well, I didn't believe any of that because they told me there was no such thing as truth. It's all consequential. It's all depends on the options and blah, 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 blah. They got all this high-minding, highfalutin sounding words, and it's just all nonsense. It's sophistry. Okay? Your Bible calls it word sorcery. When it says to beware of the sorcery, that's part of the sorcery. It's not just chemicals like the pharmaceuticals. It's also the word magic. Word magic by preachers and people in front of television cameras and the CDC and the NIH and all the rest of these quacks and charlatans who make it sound like they know what they're talking about. They're really all just criminals. They're all part of a criminal cabal that's making billions and sometimes trillions of dollars poisoning you, poisoning the earth. Now, some of you came in late. I said I was going to have to cut the program a little short tonight because I've been invited to a national conference call here in a few minutes, and it has the potential to be quite a meeting. So I told them I would be there for it, and they've actually held off starting the meeting, at least that's what they told me, so that I could be there for it. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody and close this out with a short prayer, and then we can I can get to that meeting. And then I can report this Sunday on what we find out. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to be together. We just pray that good things will come out of the telling of these truths. We know we're not popular. We know there's a lot of people that like to make fun of the things we say. That's okay. They made fun of you, did they not? They made fun of the prophets. There's been scoffers as long as Scripture and as righteous men and women have walked the earth. There's been scoffers. We were told about that, and really it makes no difference. So to the end that we will be your sons and daughters, we will also be your battle axes and weapons of war. We will also be the saints, according to Psalm 149, that will execute the judgment written against the evildoers. That day is coming. Not because we deserve it, not because we're better than anybody else, but because you said it was coming. And the poor earth is screaming for justice. The poor earth is screaming for innocent blood to be vindicated so that the curse can be left and we can have a beautiful world once again. To that end, we ask that you walk with us and guide us in all that we say and do to thy glory and for thy kingdom. And we ask that you protect us from our enemies. In Yahweh's name we do ask and pray. Hallelujah.